Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip hop. Cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we come with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fat and we ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, soul out hip hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Kool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck an MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip hop? You suck a sold out art form and sell it to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking chord. Cause I'm an OMF and straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause that real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man, the African, the America hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Yo, yo, this RMF, we back for a dope show. We got a serious situation going on in Washington, D.C. And I was wondering, before to start off the show, how these people got in the Capitol building. And I would like everybody to comment on that, because it seems to me that a security was breached. And it's funny how when we go to a Social Security office or go to a government office or GA office, we have to go through metal detectors and be harassed. And people could just walk into the Capitol building and just take over the Capitol. Now, how is that? So anyway, is my special guest in the line?
You know it.
Hey, what's up? Yo, so tell us, so introduce yourself and let us know who you are and everything.
Hey, my family, this is Ann Jules of Ageless Angels with my love.
My name is Jerson Jay, and I'm from Ageless Angels as well.
What's up, my family?
So what's up? So give us a little background on you. And starting with you, and then your husband could go fill in. What's up, Jay? What's happening? Welcome to Blackout Radio. You know what I'm saying? So let's start off
there.
Yeah, thank you. Because it's an honor to have both of y'all on there, both of y'all on my show. So give us a little background, starting with you, Ann, and give us a little background on how you got into the music industry and everything. So give us a little background on you.
Well, started back, I'm a widow, but I've been a musician all my life. And I've been involved in music most all of my life and professionally. But what really got me started was the opportunities that I got just meeting people on my pathway. I met Crumb Snatcher back in the day, and he worked with Guru and Gangstar, and we went to a Master Ace show, and I got a chance to hang out with Master Ace, and then Crumb Snatcher had seen my music video that I got through my booking agent. I was in a Shaggy video back in the day in 2015, and then Crumb Snatcher put me in his American Dream video, and I just kind of blew up from there. But I started calling in the Blackout Radio in 2015 when Black Tear started, and I swear to goodness, I met so many great people, and it changed my life. And I got to meet Buddha Monk at that show, and then he got me connected with DJ Flipside. Actually, I connected myself. I just you know, go around and introduce myself to people like I did to you and to everybody else, and I got put on a couple Wu-Tang Clan mixtapes, and that really set the bar high for me. And then I met Leroy Moore and Keith Jones in the industry, and they both represented Crip Hop Nation worldwide and asked me to join back in 2015, 2016. And that's how I got myself onto their 10th anniversary CD with a couple tracks, and I was in a collaboration with Leroy Moore and a guy out of Germany. And it's been a really cool pathway. That's how I met Rob the Noise Temple, because he's on our 10th anniversary CD, and so that's how I met him. And his cousin is Wonder Mike, and he's Sugar Hill Gang's DJ, because he was also a part of the disabled world as well as he was fighting cerebral palsy, and he liked our music. He was a fan of mine. And then I started Ageless Angels with Jay. I met Jay in 2017 after doing my solo. I was doing solo career, just collaborating with anybody and everybody, just getting my name out there and helping people, using my gifts. And then we started Ageless Angels. And then Rob heard our tracks and liked it and threw us some tracks and wanted us to throw some music down. And so we released Deja Vu For You this year, and I'll let Ja Earthlin Jay, you know, talk about that, because he's definitely been a really cool part of my life, and he's the love of my life, and he's Rob really was a mentor for him and for me. So, but that's enough about me.
This is Jay. So I've been playing music since I've been 15, and played like the drums and all types of instruments, and I do a lot of lyrics and like poetry, and then the poetry kind of came into like rapping it, you know. And I'm also into like affirmations, like affirming things, you know, your words are real powerful if you focus and direct them in a whatever way you want, you know. And I'd use the affirmations as like poetry, and then I use it as like a rap, and I do a lot of that in our music. So we do a lot of positive music that uplifts you and, you know, speaks to your soul, things like that.
Yeah, so what do you think about So let me ask y'all a question. So what do y'all think about the music industry as a whole? Where do you see it going?
Yeah, we're going underground. We do street performing. You know, we started just doing more of that. But how the whole thing is going, you know, it's definitely whack.
Yeah.
It's an agenda. You know, we do positive stuff, and that's like unheard of, like in a lot of hip hop and we do R&B too. You know, but we like all the kinds of genres. But we're different. You know, we stick out. We went and did like a hip hop show in Texas. It was like our first show. It was and everybody else was way different than we were. So we're just doing our own thing, you know. But we do street performing with like a tip bucket, try to sell CDs and things like that. We want to do shows eventually soon.
Well, Jay and I also had submitted some music to America's Got Talent, and we got back the contract, and they wanted to fly us into LA. And we had already seen the contract. It was 29 pages, OMF. It was nuts. It was the craziest contract I've ever seen. And I'd said no to that was my 11th. But yeah, as far as the music industry, it's just crazy what I've seen in my experience about, you know, what they've used music as a tool. So Jay and I and Rob, before he died, we're in alignment with, you know, the more positive side. And that's why we never signed to any label, because we didn't want to be told what to say or what to do or how to be or even play a character on their illusion of the world stage, you know, and get propped up like that. So
even the million dollars is a facade. That's like just all acted. Because it said, like, in the contract that we wouldn't be compensated, like, ever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what it goes back to. That's how people got robbed in the beginning. Because I'm trying to figure out why the contract can't be, like, a page. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm getting. This is what you're getting. And then it would be a lot different. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they give you a 29-page thing. No, damn well, most people in the industry ain't been to school. You understand me? Don't know how to read and write, because Martin said have a dream. Again, that's why Martin said have a dream. You understand?
Yeah.
Learn how to read and write. You know what I'm saying? That's why people have gone independent. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, gone independent because... You know what I'm saying? Why should we? Because you don't want to have talent, and they want to use you. You understand me? They want to. That's what I'm saying. So you're a slave then. That's exactly
they're trying to play us. They're definitely trying to play us.
You. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's why I said these people nowadays, that's why hip-hop is the way it is now, because we go for anything.
Yeah.
We'll sell our soul for $1 million.
Nope.
Look what hip hop is. You know what I'm saying?
It's
That's how hip hop has been destroyed. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's how the world is. You know what I'm saying? And I'm very upset because we knew exactly what this person was and we should have got rid of him years ago. You understand me? And this is what happened. I'm trying to figure out. That's what I'm saying. It's an inside job. Ain't nobody stupid.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, my first thing I said when I got on the show, and I wanted everybody to comment on this, you know what I'm saying, because this ain't even about the damn music no more. You know, this is about us. It's about humans. It's not about color. It's not about it's not about if you the Democrat or a Republican. This is about humans. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out, I can't go nowhere. Everyday people, you can't go into nowhere today without be having what you call it, one of those I'm trying to, what's it called? Them go through security, go through those
metal detector.
Those things. Metal detectors, that's what I'm saying. Go to the airport, right?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out how a federal institution and people just walk in there and just walk in there without nobody saying nothing to them.
Yeah, it was planned.
It was planned. And it's an inside job. It's an inside job.
Yep.
Stupid. And an inside job because they just let them people walk right in. The president said, go right on down, go right on in. That's exactly what happened. Because he knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, he did say something about come on down,
Nobody's talking about that.
Yeah.
They're talking about everything, talking about impeaching the man in 11 days, in 7 days. You understand?
Yeah.
That's the most stupidest thing I ever heard.
Yeah. It's just a distraction, really, and separation. And what you're talking about is unification. And that's why I created.
I want to know.
That's
how
why
they
I created like the word Earthling. I call myself Earthling because there's no separation from that, you know.
I want to know how they walked up in there without nobody stopping them. That's what I want to know. Nobody's talking about that.
Yeah.
Very good point.
They need to go in there and find out who did it. Because it's coming from the inside, it's an inside job, and it's them politicians have a lot to do with it too.
Yeah,
not only Trump has something
definitely.
To do with it. Not only does Trump
I don't trust
have something
I don't
do
trust
it.
Anybody in Lucifer's den in Congress and any of those people. I really don't. I can't. I have to love them more though, otherwise I become just like them, haters. You know. But you got a really good point. Like, yeah, when you go into the courthouse or any federal building, you got to get, especially now during COVID, there's no freaking way. You know, you can't even walk up the stairs without being, you know, somebody in security coming at you.
You can't. Oh, wait a minute. Supermarket. Don't they have detectors before you walk out? Because they'll lock you up for stealing the damn sandwich up in there, can't you?
Right. It's so true.
No,
and you're right.
Not,
like,
they,
even
they
if
got,
you go to a courthouse,
nowadays,
they got
nowadays,
they got the bailiff.
Nowadays, wait a minute. Nowadays, security will chase you down the block.
Exactly. You're right.
They used to just deal with you inside the store. Once you were outside the store, they couldn't do nothing to you but call the police.
Yeah.
Not nowadays. They run you down and jump on you. I've seen it. Macy's, downtown San Francisco, where I live.
Wow.
They came outside. These security came outside Macy's and chased women, two women down the block and around the corner.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
So how
what the heck?
How the hell are you telling me that people just walk up in a federal building in Washington, D.C., and just do what they want. Sit up in a, they just disrespect. They sit up in the damn desk, put their foot up on the damn desk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was definitely deliberate. You know, it was definitely a plan for
shot.
Something further.
We wouldn't have got
whatever
that far.
The next plan is.
Me and
know,
you wouldn't
right?
have got that far.
True.
Me and you wouldn't have got that far.
That's true. So
me and you,
they had clearance.
They make up what they have us do, take off all our clothes.
Right?
You go in federal, then you got to take off all your damn near, take off all your clothes. You got to take off your shoes. They stopped doing that because people complained about that.
Wow.
You had to take off your shoes. You went into the federal building in San Francisco. You had to take off your shoes, girl.
What?
Take off your belt.
Oh, my goodness. When was that, OMF?
It's happening now in San Francisco. Now the COVID, the buildings are closed. I'm telling you.
Right.
You walk up into a federal building in San Francisco. You had to take off your shoes, your belt, your coat.
Well, Cali's been run by four families.
Did you hear what I said? Take off your hat.
Yeah. That's nuts.
Take off your belt. Take off your shoes.
That's crazy.
And you walk up in the federal building in Washington, D.C., and just walk up in there, and you have a security guard, one security guard.
Wow.
Did you see a many security guard? They got 20,000. They got 30 of them up in here in San Francisco. You walk up into a federal building, you got not armed security guard. Not only do you
wow.
And they have more than five. They have four. They have six inside, six when you walk in the building to make sure
wow.
you don't act a fool. It's just guys
wow.
right there when you walk in the door. You have to stand in line to walk up in there. You don't walk up
wow.
in there all the time. They make us come in there three at a time. And you talk
oh
crazy to them, you walking out the door and they arresting you.
Wow.
They can talk crazy to you. They can talk crazy to you. But you can't talk
right.
crazy to them. They lock you up.
What the? Was this Nazi Germany? My goodness.
America. America the beautiful. America, everybody
wow.
get along. Everything's going to be all right. You remember?
Yeah.
The greatest country
wow.
on the earth, right? Right?
Huh.
Well, anyway, we're going to play your song. We're going to go into a positive
well,
vibe.
Well, that's why
yeah,
Jay and I didn't, you know, join that whole rat race and become a part of that agenda because, you know, that's why we stayed independent and, you know, we just rock the positive vibes with our music and that's our legacy. And we try to keep hip hop alive, like you already know. You know, I listen to Curtis Blow. You know, I'm old school. You know, I was there when it all started. And I listened to Sugar Hill Gang when I was a little kid. And I'm ageless now, ageless angel. But, you know, I'm really grateful that we're keeping it alive. And that's why I love showing my support for you, my family, because y'all keep it real. And I like your bars. You know, you speak the truth and you're a breath of fresh air. So keep shining.
Not only that, I'm Martin Luther King's dream. I'm keeping the dream alive and kicking. You understand me? I come from the civil rights
movement. I understand you wholeheartedly.
You understand me? I still play Sugar Hill 8. I still play Rapper's Delight in my. I still got the CD. You understand me? I done moved up. I went from the damn tape. I done went and got the damn CD. You understand me? Every time we have a little evolved in hip hop, LMF haven't changed since the 60s. You understand me? I still play Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. I still play The Message. You understand me? I still play Beat Street. You understand me? I still play that in my radio. I play Rakim in my radio. I play KRS-One in my radio. You understand me? I play P.E. You understand me? I play,
yes.
I play like you said. You know what I'm saying? I play Curtis Blow. You understand me? The Breaks. You understand Christmas Rap? That's what I grew up on. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
I still play that. Like I said, I evolved. I went from the damn, if I don't have the, I can't play the tape no more, so I have to get the CD. I go, got greatest, Curtis Blow, greatest hits. I got KRS-One, greatest hits. I got
nice.
All of them, Run-DMC. I got LL Cool J. I got all of them. That's who I play.
Love it.
You understand
love
me?
Love it, love it.
And I still play
I
them
do.
To this day because they inspire me. They hip hop. You understand? They got something to say. And it is hip hop. They got rap skills. They got flow and they got talent. That's what I play.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to play your song real quick and then we're going to take some calls. So, Ed, can we play Deja Vu for You for me real quick?
Please. All right, y'all. This is Deja Vu for You featuring Rob the Noise Temple of Sugar Hill Gang. He's the one that wrote the music for it.
When I see. When I see the essence in your eyes, smile on your face, takes me places I feel we have been before, and again, I found that feeling, deja vu for you. deja vu. Unbroken spirit, she's derived from nature. Can you hear it? Can you see that? It's the feeling of deja vu. The feeling of deja vu. The feeling of, now it's the feeling of, it's the feeling of deja vu. Deja vu.
That this love is true.
Deja vu for you. And man, that's a dope song, man. So how did y'all come up with that song real quick? And what was your inspiration behind that?
It came from just like a smile brought me places. And it felt like deja vu. And then we started singing a song called For You. And we had the guitarist that was playing with us. And then we ended up just doing it, me and Julie, and Jules here. And we just made it a different title. And we made the lyrics up. And then it took about 2 years to make, like off and on. We didn't have it right. Kept going we had two different studios we went to. The first studio wasn't working out. So the second studio worked out perfectly, and I was getting better at singing. Julie was helping me out a lot, and there were certain parts we didn't know how to do, but we just kind of winged it, and it worked out perfectly in the studio.
We worked really hard, and I have to say that everything that came about with that track also was brought out, and you said who inspired us, Margaret Temple and Robinoise Temple. Rob was on my show when I did Top Star Hip Hop Radio with OG Mac Drama, Power Talk Logie and Ann Jules back in the day, and he was our guest, and he gave me a bunch of his music, and one of those tracks is called Love Lights, and that was the track that he released when he and his wife at the time, Margaret Temple, were Jive Records' first sign artist to Jive Records back in the 80s. And that was probably 1982 or 85. And he dropped that track on me, and a lot of his music that he gave to me, I shared with Jay, you know, with permission. And so for those years that I kind of took a hiatus from music to work on my health and my life and stuff, we were also working on that track, but that was all the music that we were listening to. At least personally, I can say that I was only listening to the music that Rob DeNoise Temple had given me, which was all the Sugar Hill Gang, a lot of their music and his music that he wrote with other bands, including It's a New Day that he wrote with George Kerr. And George Kerr has been sampled by Kanye West and 500 times in the music industry. He's a musical legend, and he was an inspiration to Rob DeNoise Temple. And so I got to listen to a lot of that music, and Rob said that when he heard me sing, that he said I sounded a lot like Margaret Temple, and that he had, you know, heard her, and he compared my voice to her, and to hear her voice ringing in my ears for 2 years of all these songs that he had shared with us was just such an inspiration and such a blessing to be listening to somebody like that, an angel like that, and to be compared to somebody like that. It made me grow. It made me, he had me step outside of my comfort zone. You know, he's like, Ann Jules, you learned opera overseas in Europe, right? And I'm like, yeah. And he said, why don't you use some more of that? Use your opera techniques. And so I just got so inspired by him and just went inside my happy space, realizing that I ultimately cannot create music unless I come from my God space within inside myself, my soul, my divine space. And so I realized that I had to be inside that space in order to create that track. And somebody like Rob DeNoise Temple was somebody who brought church to earth through music. He brought divine. He brought his heart. He brought his soul to earth through music. And I realized that in order for me to be on that level, I had to do that myself. And so when I went into hiatus, I took a break from everything, but I went into that wholeheartedly, and we worked really hard on that track, and it had gone through maybe, I don't know, 5 or 6, 7, you know, different transitions, and then finally we added Angelo Quaglia out there over at North Fire Recording Studio in Amherst, Massachusetts, and we dropped him, and, you know, we got him on that, and we, like, he was such a blessing. We were just ecstatic to actually be in his studio, and I'd wanted to work with him for a long time, and he's Grammy nominated. He's worked with Madonna, he's worked with Luther Vandross, all these, Joe, the guy who did that song, I Wanna Know. You know, he's worked with some really good people, even Wu-Tang Clan, you know, my family, GZA and those guys. He knows those cats too, you know, so I knew we had it in good hands, and unfortunately, Rob died in April, but we got the chance to sing it for him March 9th, the day we went into the studio. We sang it raw. You know, we had it playing in the car, and I'm like, what do you think, Rob? And he's like, I love it. I love it, you know? And that was the last time we talked to him in March of 2020. And then he ended up dying. Margaret Temple died April 9th. And then Judy Smith, his current wife, died April 14th. And then Rob died of a broken heart on April 21st of 2020. And it was the saddest month of our lives. And I'll never forget it. And shout out to Janine of Sorority Records. She's the queen who called me to let me know that Rob had died. My sister Queen, she owns Sorority Records, and she's the lady who released that track that he did with George Kurz, who's from the Skull Snaps. He wrote that with the Skull Snaps. He produced that back in, the 60s or something. And he redid it for George, and George loved it so much that he had it released. And it's one of the best tracks ever. I love it. It's another inspirational track that I hear every day. I mean, it's the music that I listen to that is part of my heart. And so that's my story, and that's where that came from.
Okay. So we're going to take some callers now. So can we take the first caller?
302-275-July.
Hello.
Hello. Do you guys hear me?
Yes,
yeah,
we do, Kathy.
Hello. How are you guys doing this afternoon?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for calling in. We got Ann Jules and her husband on the line. Jay Black on the line.
Hi, guys. How are you doing? I love Deja Vu for You. I love that. It makes me tingle when I hear that play.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. We're doing great. Oh, my gosh. We're so excited to be here. Thank you, LMF Posse. And, yeah, oh, my gosh. I'm so happy you called in, Kathy. Thank you so much for all your support and all your love and positivity. We're so grateful you called in. Yay.
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to thank Jules. Shout out to Ed Jules for putting me down with Kathy and everything and her movement and everything and what's going on in America, you know what I'm saying? So I was asking the question. I'm figuring out, since you're a government employee and everything, and you work in the government, how in the world did they allow them people to walk up into the Capitol, a federal Capitol building,
and
take over?
She dropped,
huh?
She dropped out. You want to take another?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
318-512, you're live.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Troy DeShio. I have an interview set up for next Tuesday with Black Tear, and I just wanted to let everybody know that that's going to be probably live on YouTube. If you look up Troy DeShio or search for Troy DeShio /Black Tear. But I'm looking forward to that. It's a hip hop show. We just discuss hip hop only, and
sweet.
Yeah. So welcome to the family. So what day is this?
This is going to be next Tuesday.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Huh?
It's going to be next
Tuesday. What day is it?
Next
what time?
Tuesday.
What time?
Well, we have it set up for 9 o'clock. That's Eastern time. So.
Oh, at night? Yeah, 9 o'clock.
Yes, sir. 9 p.m.
Okay. Yeah. So text me the information and everything. You going to have a call in and everything?
I don't have it set up to have people call in yet, but that's something, that's an idea for sure. If I do, then I'll put that out on all my social media and everything. Everything is like at Troy DeShio, TROYDASHOW.
Yeah, so text me your information to OMF Posse
right.
on Facebook, on the OMF Posse, on the Facebook,
right.
Twitter, and Instagram.
For sure.
And send me your email. So we can send
right.
some music in.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
So, yeah, because I do mix
so
them too. Yeah, I do mix them
nice.
Too. Yeah, so I can put something in my mix too. But yeah, I'll be looking
Please
forward
Please look
next
up.
Week.
Connect to me as well. That would be wonderful. You can find us on Facebook as well, Ageless Angels. I'm also Angels Love. Yeah, I would definitely be interested in that. And if anything to do with Black Tear, you know I'm down because he's my family.
Okay.
I've been calling and supporting him. So, and it's cool to meet another female in the business.
Yeah, definitely. It's
another queen.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but put your information in too, if you would, or get them too.
Okay,
we'll
no.
Have, so.
All right. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. Many blessings to you.
You too.
Thank you for calling in.
Thanks.
Yep, thank you.
All right. Take another caller.
We got 302-275.
That's Kathy.
Hey.
Yep,
okay.
And she's back.
I'm back. I don't know what happened.
Can I say one thing? Before we get into all that, I want to manifest right now that we see a government that is represented in more of like an independent, you know, different parties where it's not just two. You know, I see the future with liberty and independence and freedom, and that's what the plant. I want to plant that seed right now.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys were talking about in the beginning about how did these people get into this building. And this is the one thing you do not hear any of the pundits on television talking about this. They're not talking they're not bringing this up. And that's the thing is these people were let in. To have the Capitol Police basically open up the door and say, come on in, what was up with that? This was an inside job. There is something going on. Lord knows what is going to happen on Inauguration Day, whether the whole – I mean, but when you think about it, on Inauguration Day, we have a balance of – you know, have a balance of power like that. And, you know, in the shift of these administrations, what could possibly go wrong right now? And we just look ripe for a takeover. We just honestly do. Like, something is definitely going on. So, you know, I just struggle to see what's going to happen.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point. That was my whole point. That's why I said what I said, because nobody else is saying it. You know what I'm saying? Because I go to a supermarket, I can't even go into the damn supermarket without getting buzzed, getting followed around the damn store. You understand? By people that looks like me and you. You understand me? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We walk into a pool building, we got to take off our shoes, our clothes, our hat, everything. You understand? And they just walked up in there. That's what you said. The Capitol Police had something to do with it. The politicians had something to do with it. You understand me? The politicians that sit up there ain't said ain't nothing wrong. The ones that are sitting up there right now saying that he shouldn't be impeached. This is a dangerous. They right. It's a dangerous thing because they know what's fixing to happen on January 20th. The ones that are saying it, they should be locked up. They shouldn't be allowed on the Senate floor. The ones that have stood up against this impeachment shouldn't even be allowed on the Senate floor. That's how I see it, because they're a traitor. They're the ones that did it. The ones that stood up there and stand up with Trump is the ones that did it. They done told on themselves.
I've always said, I was on the Ninon show, last May, and that's one of the shows out in Las Vegas. And I told her back then that 2020 was all about eyes wide open, where everything that our government is doing from both sides of the aisle we're going to see things. And granted, we can only see, each one of us can only see what we're ready to see. And the truth of the matter is democracy, what was supposed to happen, it has been an absolute failure. It has been a failure. This whole idea of democracy, it has not worked. It's not working. I do not remember a time in our history where we were ever united. Really, except for when September 11th happened. September 11th united us as a country. And that was the only time in my lifetime, I'm 50 years old, in my lifetime that I ever recalled us as a nation being united. That's 20 years ago this September. So we've only had 4 years of a Trump administration to have us divided. What was happening for the 16 years prior to that? It's just all hitting ahead. We've been divided this whole entire time. And it's now just really just coming to the forefront where, and we have to start dealing with this. And this is why I do think with what everything has been happening in the music industry, it was a hierarchy of power. And a very mm-hmm. small group of people in the entertainment industry had a whole lot of power. The same thing inside of our federal government. A very mm-hmm. small group of people have a tremendous amount of power over the rest of the people. And they tell us, number one, how much money of our paychecks that we're going to handle. Because if you work for the government, if you work at a job, they take your Social Security, they take all their taxes and all that money before you even get a penny of it. And then we got to beg back for it at the end of the year and figure out what we can write off to get it back. Our power needs to come back into balance again.
Yeah, I agree. But I wish we could carry on this conversation real longer, you know what I'm saying, because this show is not long enough. But I'd like to thank you for calling the show and giving your views, because this is a serious situation. But we got some more callers, and I'd like to call in and vibe
thank
on the
you,
show.
Mike.
But I'd like
thank
to thank you for calling.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. Congratulations.
Well, let's keep it.
Thank
keep
you, Kathy.
And mm-hmm. you're going to talk to you again.
Peace.
Can we have another caller?
419-265. Hey, what's happening, y'all? How y'all doing?
Who's this? Where you calling from?
This is Tony Storm, man, calling from Toledo, Ohio.
Hey, what's up, Tony? What's going on? We got Don Jules on the line and her husband Jay Blank on the line.
Hey, how y'all doing? Y'all good?
Good. Yeah. Okay. Loving it. So grateful. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I was just calling to do a little promo, if that's okay. I dropped a little bit of music recently, and I'm trying to, you know what I mean, get it out there a little bit.
Yep.
We know what's up.
Yeah. Actually, I dropped at the end of the year last year, I dropped a beat tape that's on Spotify. It's called Cyborg, the Cyborg Beat Tape by Tony Storm. And then also I dropped an album on Spotify and all them places called 93 Dope. But I also have something, and it's 93 Dope, like 9 and 3, like the year 93 and then Dope. And then also I have something that's only available on YouTube called The Thunder God. It's mostly based on just like bars for the most part, but you know what I mean? I'm putting my work in. So, and plus I'm trying to get some videos, a lot of videos done coming up soon. So just staying busy, man, you know, living the dream.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Cool.
Yeah.
Check that out.
Really
thank
had.
You.
Thank you. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So send us your
most
stuff.
Definitely
your
keep
stuff.
Creating.
Oh, my social medias and stuff? Yeah, I forgot about that. Tony Storm, it's really Tony Storm everywhere, but on Instagram it's Tony Storm 419, and on Facebook it's just plain Tony Storm, and I think on Twitter it's Tony Storm 419, but if you just say Tony Storm music on YouTube, like all of my stuff will pop up. So,
nice. All right.
Yeah, that'd be great if you guys check it out when you get a chance.
Yeah, Send me your songs. You already got me on Facebook. Send me your songs to my Gmail and we'll play it on the show.
All right, cool. I forgot what Gmail it was, though, because I remember I got it a long time ago, but I put it in my phone, and it's my other phone that I don't use, so I don't know what happened to it. But what's the Gmail?
RedheadRon48 at gmail.com.
Okay, it might even be in my email still. I might get to it from that.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks a lot for your time. Yep. Y'all have a good night.
All right, you have a good night.
Thanks.
Peace.
All right, peace.
Can we take another caller?
470-779.
Yo, that's me, yo. I'm in here. Y'all hear me?
Yeah. Loud and clear. What's up?
It's your boy, Mr. Swag 360, calling through. How y'all feeling?
All right. So how you doing?
That's what it is. That's what it is. I just wanted to get on
here
and let y'all know I got that brand new gun video coming soon. I got a lot of new work on the way, but I'm working on that brand new gun video right now as we speak. And to stay connected with me, @MR_SWAGG_360, and the same on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to call through, give a shout out to Blackout Radio, Eddie Powell, everybody over there. You know what I mean? 100.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Send me your music, man. Send your music to redheadron48@gmail.com, and we'll play your music on the show.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that. I'm going to ask my boy Eddie to email me that. I mean, text me that email so I could, you know what I'm saying, I could have that.
You can friend me up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under All Met Posse. And we set up an interview so you could come on the show and that co-host and interview on the show.
Okay. You said what's the name of that Facebook?
It's All Met Posse. O is in October, M is in Mike, F is in Frank, Posse on Facebook,
gotcha.
Twitter, and Instagram. Friend me on there, and I'll send you information.
Gotcha. Cool.
All right. Thanks for calling.
I appreciate you.
Have a good night. Stay blessed.
You too. You too.
Thank you.
Can we take another caller?
443-527.
Hey, hey, hey. It's your girl, Crush Keisha.
Uh-huh. What's up, Queen?
How are y'all doing today? I'm a little late calling in, but I was like, if he don't get me on here, I'm gonna be blowing up Black's headphone later on. I'm just glad, you know, to get on with you guys, and I'm just super proud of you, sis, and everything that you're doing. And I just so love your track, and you know, OMF, you've always been supportive, so I was just glad I could get on here, and you know, while I'm putting my groceries up, I was just listening to the show.
Oh, nice. Yep. Thank you, sister. Well, I love you so much. Angels loves you. And
yes.
Jules loves you, fan for you for life, and I'm so grateful you called in. I was hoping I'd hear your voice. Woohoo! I recognize that anywhere.
Oh, yes. I definitely had to call in and show you both some love and support.
Aww.
And I definitely like what I think her name was Donna, you know, was saying. I hope that's her name, you know, about the whole, you know, situation and everything. But, you know,
it's definitely a conversation.
Yes, Kathy. You know, it's definitely a conversation that, you know, we've all been kind of having, you know, personally, and I know we'll continue to have it collectively.
Yes. Yes. Yes, as we all unify.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm so honored.
I love my Royal Crush Takeover family. Shout out to you and LeVar. And to all of our Blackout Radio family, shout out to Carlito 810 out there, and Tupac Tina, all my family I met here on Blackout Radio. We love you, no doubt. And it was so much fun being on your show. We talk about it still to this day.
Yes, well, I'm just glad I could, you know, help and just. Cause I'm like, I gotta just shout some love on you guys, because you know, you've been supporting us since day one, and I know, you know, time is running out, but I just wanted to, you know, let everybody know, if you can tune in tomorrow, we're going to be having, you know, Jada Marie on the show. She's a rapper from North Carolina, so, you know, just
nice.
Super excited about that, and just see what she has going on, because we played her music before, but, you know, just everybody check us out, and I'm excited to be back, because I definitely did miss you guys, you know, over
yeah.
the holidays and everything, but the kids definitely wore me out.
Yeah, we go back, like I said, before we go off the air, we go back to the very beginning. I go back to OMF Fox, starting out on Blackout Radio, and Royal Crush Keisha and Black Attila introducing me to the music world and the music industry, you know what I'm saying? And without y'all, there wouldn't have been no OMF. And Jules, shout out to KLADO810, like you said, the whole posse, Black Tear, you know, Cash Money, Wu-Tang Clan, Terror Squad, you know, AO, you know what I'm saying, all the people I met over the years, you know, throughout Blackout Radio. So without Blackout Radio, you know, I wouldn't have been in the industry, period, you know. So, again, shout out to y'all, man. And we go back 2015, I'm sorry, 2015, we go back that far, you know, with Blackout Radio, you know what I'm saying. So, you know, without Blackout Radio, so I'm just thankful for all of y'all, man, the whole Blackout Parade family, man. So it's continuing to vibe, man, and continue to win, man. Without a, you know, we got what's going on. Everybody loves Blackout Radio. They call it all the shows. You know, we have great supporters and everything in hip hop, man. Just keeping the hip hop alive. That's what's up.
Oh yeah, we definitely have to, you know, and real hip hop at that.
Yeah, there you go. Say it again. Yeah,
definitely.
So I'm talking about tomorrow. Yeah, real hip hop. You know what I'm saying? The legend, the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? We the GOAT. That's what I'm saying. Right here, Blackout Radio, we the GOAT. That's what time it is. So,
got
yeah,
that
so
right.
I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. We got to go. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
right.
you,
so
OMF.
We don't have enough
thank
time
you.
To go. But I'd like to thank Ann Jules and Dave Blank for supporting the show. You know what I'm saying? And keep doing your thing. And I'm going to play your music. I got the other music you sent me. You're going to play that music soon. You know what I'm saying? So I got that. I already sent it up already. It's already in the queue. So we're going to play that next week, some of that song music next week, the new music you sent me. So I'd like
thank
to thank
you.
Y'all, man. It's been an honor. You know what I'm saying? The legends in hip-hop. There you go. We got the legends right here on hip-hop. And Jules and you know what I'm saying?
We're honored to be here. Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate you having us on.
Yeah, thank you a lot.
Thank you. It's been an honor. Y'all have a good one. Y'all stay
same
safe.
Same here. All right. Peace, y'all.
Thanks. Peace.
Salute, fam.
Yeah, this is RMF. We gone. 2021. And Jules and Jay Blank. OMF, Blackout Radio, Royal Crush Keisha, Tupac, Tina, Princess of New Hood, Butchie Cardi, Carter, we're doing it. And talk to y'all next week. We out.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip hop. Cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight up production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we come.